It's an email from DG, Liam. I've been working in the same role in the same company for the past 13 years. I could do it with my eyes closed. I like where I'm working overall, but I'd love a new challenge, but nothing is coming up within the company. I'd love to try a different area, but the company motto seems to be, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. How might I get to try out different areas?
Well, I think there's a few things in the email that would probably need further exploration, or our listener DG could consider a bit more. First of all, in a traditional sense, many companies don't change what isn't broken, if you know what I mean. So if there's somebody doing a very good job, why create a problem by moving them somewhere else? And that's probably an old-fashioned way, to a certain extent, of thinking how, you know, about work, because there is the danger that person will get bored, which is clearly what's happening here. But for most companies, they have enough problems without looking for new problems, if you know what I mean. So if DG is doing a good job and seems to be happy enough, why bother changing it? Might be one way of looking at it. However, I think DG probably owes it to themselves and to the company to let it be known, you know, that they would like to work somewhere else. You know, kind of going for jobs when they come up is one way of getting a different job within your own organisation. But nowadays, when career development is taken a bit more seriously by companies, there generally is a kind of a tolerance for going to a manager and saying, look, you know, I'm doing this job for 13 years, I'm doing fine, you can see I'm committed, etc., but I wouldn't mind trying out something else. But I think what's incumbent on DG at that stage is to suggest what that something else might be. Do you know what I mean? Saying, I'm interested in the front of house side of things here, I'm interested in the production management or whatever the issue might be, that they think they could, you know, go and do a good job in. Because managers, etc., while in theory they should have time to develop their staff and anticipate where they'd like to go to, they have enough on their plate sometimes. So if you can go and say, I think I could work in this area, I wouldn't mind trying out this area for a day sometime, or for an hour sometime, or for a week sometime, and I think I could do a good job there. And that's, I think, one of the first things DG must do, is that they must take some role themselves of where they'd like to go to next, rather than just leaving it up to the employer to sort of almost by clairvoyance anticipate where that person might like to go to next, if that makes sense.
Of course, there's another aspect to this as well, I suppose, Liam, and that is that if our listener DG is doing the job and doing the job well, the employer will probably take the view, you know, you're doing a very good job for me. It's exactly what we sought when we retained you 13 years ago. And we want you to continue to do that job because it's beneficial to the company and it's beneficial perhaps to the view taken of the company. And in those circumstances, the employer might be very slow to facilitate DG.
And I think DG has got to persuade the employer of two things. One, I can do something else. I'm not just committed, pigeonholed here. And you know, in a kind of more subtle way, if I don't get a change, I'm going to get bored. This employee has clearly already got bored. And a bored employee is generally not a good employee. You know, this employee is yearning for a challenge, yearning for something new. And I think, you know, the companies that are thinking about staff and how they hold on to staff and how they get the best out of staff should always be, if they're not thinking that way all the time, should certainly be open to an employee coming and saying, look, I do need to get something else, or I'd like to try something else. One tip that might work for DG, and there's a lot of, I've read a lot of stuff in American career development modules, etc., on this, is that think about the problem you're leaving behind if you move on. So DG is doing a good job, and if they move on, is that going to leave a big hole in their current area? And DG might well invest some time in training a colleague, or letting the company know that an existing colleague is already well able to do this job, or I could move aside for a day a week, but continue to keep an eye on how this current role would be done, because companies don't want problems. So you know, DG going in and throwing the hands up in the air and saying, I want a new role, that's okay, but can you make that transition easier for the company as well, and say, you know, I will ensure that my current job is done properly. Mary or Tom, who's working alongside me, they can do it, no problem. I keep an eye on them, I'll mentor them. And, you know, and then I can go maybe and develop something else. And to think about the value to the company of you going somewhere else as well, not just that you'd like to see as I said earlier on, front of house or production management, but to actually say, you know, I think I could be good there. I have some ideas about that. I'm a long while here. I know how this place operates. I know what we need, and I think I can do a very good job there. So that you're not just covering the hole that you're leaving, you're also offering some prospect of improvement or adding something extra in the new role. So it's not just as simple. I get the impression from DG here that they're suffering in silence a little bit, and that's probably part of how employee dissatisfaction and angst and stuff like that builds up, and boredom is already clearly in place here. I think DG owes it to themselves to go and take a few proactive moves, so to speak, to make it possible for the kind of move they're looking for to take place.
Funnily enough, Liam, an email has just come in. Aidan, I find myself in exactly the same position, but there is no cooperation whatsoever from my employer.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And you know, down around here in the west of Ireland, the whole phrase of employee retention is not as de rigueur as it might be elsewhere. But I can tell you, just before COVID and even during COVID, companies were finding it hard to get people with ability. Staff retention, staff acquisition, all of that was becoming a big question for them. In fact, it's now called talent retention. I know you like when new phrases like that emerge out of the blue. And if your company are not playing ball, if they're not showing interest, if they're not willing to sit down and talk with you about what, you know, what might help you stay a motivated employee, it may be time to look elsewhere. Because I think it's a dangerous thing to suffer in silence in our careers. They're too much a part of our lives to go through it without being happy, without feeling there's a prospect of some move, some change, you know, some challenge. That DG or the person listening, if they are meeting a stone wall, if they have tried some of the approaches I've mentioned there, if there's still a stone wall there, they owe to themselves to look elsewhere, possibly, you know.
And I suppose, you know, there's not much of a choice in this. You know, if you want to move and your employer is saying no, well, then perhaps the only move is to seek employment elsewhere.
Yes. You know, and I suppose I would ask the person who emailed in and DG, have you genuinely exhausted all the avenues? Have you genuinely maybe talked to somebody in the company who's not at management level, but say, look, how would I go about this? You know, it's amazing how something that looks impossible can all of a sudden be very possible when you frame it a certain way. I mean, language and how you set propositions up are crucial, you know. So the company, think of it from the company's perspective. Yes, they want employees who are happy, but yes, they also want jobs that are crucial, you know, done to a very high standard. So can you marry the two of those in your approach? It doesn't sound to me like there's an annual review or a quarterly review or any kind of, you know, employee interaction going on here. I may be wrong on that, but if those things are taking place, that's the time to bring them up. But you know, this is a bit like a standoff here now.
Yes.
And I think DG should realise it's their career, it's their lives. Lives are short. You know, don't suffer in silence for 13 more years, because that's 26 years of your working life. You start working at 20, let's say, at 46, you're well through the halfway stage. You know what I mean? So you know, just to make some moves, do something yourself, don't let it drift on by.
Very good, we must leave it there. Liam, as always, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and once again, sincere sympathies.
Thank you very much, Ian.